Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to the risk takers, the game changers, and the disruptors. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hey, what's up? I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of The Bay. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts with an S.
From KQED.
Hey there, it's Devin with a quick note telling you about a live event that The Bay is hosting on Monday, January 25th at 6 p.m. I'll be on Zoom with KQED reporters to talk about some of the Bay Area's biggest stories coming up in 2021. Kind of think of it as a roadmap for local news this year. It'll be fun, we'll take your questions, and talk about the year ahead. You could sign up for this free event at the link in our episode notes or go to kqed.org/events.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
So one thing I really appreciate about Bay Area musicians out there is how they rep the Bay both on and off the mic. That's why I want to share this episode of KQED's Right Nowish podcast. It features MC Nappy Nina, and she's the kind of artist who is honest and vulnerable and educating the world through her work. And honestly, I feel like we all deserve some inspiration at the end of this week. So let me pass it off to Pendarvis Harshaw, the host of Right Nowish.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish. Welcome to Right Nowish. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. This year, we're going to remix things a little bit. This is the first episode in a four-part series highlighting musical artists that I know that I think you should know. We're going to be doing a few different series giving shine to all sorts of creators this year, but I thought it'd be great to start off with some quality stories and good music.
I know you love me, I know I love you, I love that shit. Only love me when love seems to handle it. Came into rooms without having my candle lit. Brightest flame soon, too soon, like I can't manage it.
So, first up is Nappy Nina, an MC who lives in Brooklyn, but was raised in Oakland. She misses tacos, she hates the term FMC, and after dropping multiple projects last year, Nina is on the verge of releasing even more music. All of that and more in a few beats.
They crowned me a winner last winter. The seasons are warped now with iron, no sprinter. Ironed out wrinkles that made me no quicker. Burn my behavior in highest temperatures.
Let's get into it. Your music, it's awesome. It's jazzy, it's poetic, it's boom bap. How would you describe your music?
Yeah, those three descriptions are pretty on point, I think. I think I have my own sound. I don't think there's a rapper that you can say I sound like directly or who sounds like me, so I'm proud of that.
How do I tell these niggas they should buy up all of my shit? I hate smelling like dank, all in the mall, trying to cop kicks. Mall cop caught me all in the stall, trying to take flicks. I'm just trying to be famous like the spine of Will Smith. Thoughts
while going in. To have a unique sound is awesome. Where does it come from? What influenced you?
Oh, I mean, I think my sound definitely comes from the Bay, from home, but like also my time in New York. Like I've been here for 8-9 years now. The hustle, the pace of the city and all that. Like my sound comes from my favorite rappers, a lot of them from Brooklyn and a lot of them from Oakland.
Okay, so for folks who've never been to East Oakland before, you're Oakland. how did it influence you? What did you see out there that made you grow into the artist that you are today?
I mean, one of the main influences that I had growing up in East Oakland is just spending a lot of time with my pops, who's really a community man. He has a couple of radio shows.
I'm Greg Bridges, your host for the next couple of hours, bringing you the music, the words, and all the messages within. We just heard from...
He's just really connected to a lot of folks in Oakland, and I think seeing that has made me want to carry on that tradition within my own work.
At listener-supported radio, KPFA.
Shout out to Pops, Greg Bridges, deep into the jazz game. Did he put you on any jazz artists that stuck with you?
He tried to put me on so much jazz when I was younger, and I was so reluctant. I kicked and screamed about it often. I was in the jazz band in middle school. I played upright bass, and I hated it at the time. And now I'm just like, yo, why didn't I just stick with it? That would have been ill.
I could see in middle school upright bass, the bass is probably as big as you, right?
Exactly. I had to carry it all around. It was just hella inconvenient.
But nonetheless, I'm sure some of it seeped through, right?
Definitely. And I mean, now I have a deep, deep appreciation for that.
What do you have coming out soon?
I'm working on a project with my homegirl, Jay Words, who's this crazy producer from Jersey. And it's called Double Down. And it's a lot different than I think a lot of stuff that I've been putting out. It's a lot of faster, dancier tracks that were a little bit hard for me to rap to in the beginning.
I be up at 4 a.m. boning friends, lonely amends in my skin. If only I give in, I probably heighten my wings. Strikes tight in my skin, hope mic's bright in my...
Just having to wrap my mind around that and create something that didn't feel comfortable for me at first was really exciting, and I'm excited about how it all sounds.
And you're getting recognition for your work. How does it feel to have write-ups on the Grammys website and just to be in the spotlight, get support from Bandcamp? How does it feel?
It feels crazy, and also I feel like I'm probably not taking enough time to actually think about what's happening or live in this moment. I've been rapping for a long time, so this getting this recognition is always something that I wanted to happen. I didn't really expect it to happen, but now that it's happening, it is really exciting. I wish that it would change the money in my pockets, but I guess that comes later. I don't know how it works.
Can't pay rent with shout outs, right?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. It's beautiful, but yeah, you know.
And I mean, with the financial side of things, you're pretty open about finances, in your raps.
Yeah.
This the anthem for the mumbling man, for the hungry homies who hustle, cause ain't no other plan. Be an understatement if I told you that I overstand, trying to bag the beat, but my drum.
You mentioned, paying rent, on Twitter.
Yeah.
You talk about, getting healthcare. How do you find yourself to be so vulnerable and open about something like finances?
I mean, I think the real thing is, we're all in the same boat. It's not just me. It's, everybody around me is struggling the same way that I am. I think I should just speak to what's really going on for people, especially Black people, especially Black queer people right now. We're all struggling and shit is fucked up. And I have no problem talking about that.
No, very, very much so makes you more relatable.
Yeah.
Still silly me, popping kicks that don't amount to shit. Come to counters with some counter off a counterfeit. Off the cuff, save a good buck, I couldn't count on it. Sell a good bluff, throw a good blow below the belt, but hit the buckle. These niggas ain't with the scuffle, got plans inside the devil.
Speaking of keeping it a buck, on social media, there's this thing that you do of calling out men C's.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Oh, man, one day I was just talking to my manager, I'm so frustrated with the female MC list, and I've been on this rampage for a long time. Nobody is yo, so I know they're a rapper, but they're a man, so just... give them a break. There's no qualifiers for dudes like that. And it's fucking ridiculous that 8 out of 10 times somebody wants to give me props. It's on some, yeah, but she's an LFMC, you know what I mean? I hate it.
Qualifiers.
Yeah.
Have you seen any progress in this conversation?
Not really in the conversation, I guess, in the mainstream, but definitely in the underground, I guess, a little bit. And it's not really in the conversation. It's more so in the acts. There's less of a division in some underground scenes between men and people who don't identify as that. It kind of feels like a more even playing field within the more recent years, definitely.
In the underground, but not in the mainstream?
Yeah, not really the mainstream, but we know like the mainstream is like here to serve a different purpose.
You think it's like that mainstream side of things is more so serving a corporate bottom line?
Definitely, 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 and probably always will. It's worth the hill. Working Wednesday, pushing Thursday, Sabbath, I'm sitting still.
Birth and chill, womb work for will. I saw something you did recently with, is it called Flowcabulary?
Yeah, Flowcabulary. Yeah, that was dope.
It's an illustrated piece where you laid down some bars in recognition of Toni Morrison, correct?
Yeah.
How'd that come to be?
So Flowcabulary is like a dope app and tool for teachers to teach students like about all type of different subjects through hip hop. And they reached out to me and they had this Toni Morrison piece in mind. And they had like kind of bullet points of what they wanted to touch on within Toni Morrison's life. And so I wrote like two verses and a hook.
If there's a book you wanna read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must write it. If you surrender to the air, you can write it. Don't try to fight it. Your story is worth more than your silence, more than your silence. If
there's a book you wanna. Last I heard, the program was sold to like all of LA public schools. So to think that like a lot of young Cali kids are learning about Toni Morrison through me just like makes me smile to the end. Like, yeah. I was like, wait, I get to be like the rap Bill Nye? And they were like, yeah.
In 1931 in Ohio, Chloe Woofer was born. Her baptismal name was Anthony, so she took the nickname Toni. She loved reading.
Yeah, that's awesome that you know that your name is getting out there to that point, that people pull you into those type of projects.
Definitely.
I got to ask you about one of my favorite tracks that I've heard from you recently on Dumbed Out, 2019 release, Good to Me. That joint is just, it's smooth, the production is just jazzy. Bring me into your thinking on that track.
Yo, that song was a fluke. Like, that song, I was in the studio at like 8 a.m., like, going to help my friend, like, move some stuff, and he shared a studio with Nick Hakim, who's an amazing everything, just amazing musician. And he was like, yo, like, I'm trying to get on the album. Like, what's good? And he just starts playing me beats, like, mad early. So he played me that beat, and I just really, really loved it. And I think I wrote to it, like, instantly.
Manage my feelings, made a fool of myself. The mouthpiece got me really fool of myself. Just way too cool, jealous, fool by myself. Guess I'll break all the
I was going through romantic distress, I guess, when I wrote it. It was easy for me to tap into that.
I feel like it encapsulates what I think when I think of your music. Like I said, the jazziness, the poetic, the boom bap.
It's a groove, definitely.
You mentioned that song being a bit of a release. Do you use your music as a catharsis?
Oh yeah, always, always. I don't know if it's like the healthiest thing, but I always feel like when I'm not feeling great, then I know that I can probably write some good shit. Definitely.
I struggle with that, of putting myself out there. Do you have any tips for people who are like maybe scared to release their vulnerabilities?
I would just say that it's all going to come out somehow. Like they may come out, you know, with somebody else, or like deep in those moments when you're by yourself. Like they're always going to find you. And for me, this kind of just seems like the easiest way to deal with it. And I think when I put it on the page or put it in a song or something, I can decipher what's real and what's not easier. And I don't just drive myself crazy.
Speaking of inspiration, do you ever feel like you miss East Oakland?
All the time, every day. What? I miss home so much, it's crazy. I wish that East Oakland and Brooklyn could exist closer to each other, because I really miss my family and just my people. And there ain't nothing like Oakland. Like, keep it 100. Like, there is no place like Oakland. I'm sorry.
Lately it's been hard knowing I'm from better weather, but it's grind time. Ain't no gully than gritty. Word to Kerm, because these niggas gonna figure deal me. I'm stuck though from East Oakland, so I am cutthroat. What's up though? My main opponent got me a jump.
One thing also that I miss about Oakland is the food. It's not the same here. And I don't want this interview to just be a bash on Brooklyn, because I love Brooklyn. But the food, yo, like, y'all don't know nothing about produce out here, son. I'm trying to tell you. East Oakland, Bay, Cali, Yo, when I start buying avocados out here for like $2.50 each, I wanted to lose it. I don't understand. Like,
that's hella funny. Not a fan of the bodega, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
yo, it's a totally different culture, right?
I'm smoking in Berkeley. Brooklyn broccoli is dirty green. Produce hella gully. I'm just trying to get my health on. When the boys come knocking, you know I'm gonna get my stealth on.
Nappy Nina, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to the new release. Best of luck on your craft.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a dream for a Bay Area kid, you know, KQED life.
I'm stuck though. If I'm East Oakland, so I am cutthroat. What's up though? My main opponent got me in jump rope. Don't want your blame component up looking dumb though. I'm humble. Let me just mumble up on the trump up.
Here's the Nappy Nina, wishing you all the best in your craft. And I'm definitely looking forward to more social media jokes, as well as quality music that I can ride to. I suggest you all out there check out Nappy Nina's work. You can find her music on just about any popular music platform by searching for Nappy Nina. And you can also find her on Twitter or Instagram at Nappy, @Nappy_Nina, Nina. The producers behind this episode are Julie Chang and Marisol Medina Cadena. Our editor is Jessica Plachik. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Engagement team is Kiana Mogadam, Lena Blanco, and Sarah Pineda. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw, inviting you to tell a friend about this series that we've got going. I hope you all enjoy. Thank you for listening. Peace. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.